Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sun is out. Weather is improving. Chilly Friday night at Target Field. Chilly start to the day today. And here in the Twin Cities, it really never warmed up as much as we hoped. We're at 48 now, and the wind's still out of the northwest at 14 miles an hour. So there's still a chill in the air. But Sunday looks really good. The winds are going to die down a little bit, and we'll see a sunny high near 62 degrees. Widespread frost overnight tonight. Lows in the cities at 34, but depending on where you're at, it could be a little bit colder. So you heard that in our weather a moment ago, but weather much better. Twins get to win today at Target Field 4-3 of the final rubber game of the three-game series tomorrow. And we should remind you that our coverage begins at 10 a.m. The Huddle, Dave Schwartz, Pete Najarian between 10 and noon. Then at noon, Cruz Satterbury and Twins manager Rod Cobaldelli on Inside Twins. They'll go 30 minutes. And then at 12:30, the lineup card with Gino. And then Chris and Danny right back, first pitch at 1:10. And Louis Vierland on the mound. An opportunity for Louis to bounce back and give the Twins not only a good start, but a chance to win the rubber game of the three-game series on Sunday as the Twins try and dig out of a hole from early in the season. They drop or end that five-game losing streak today with the win over the Tigers. So the Twins now 7-12. Late stages of the game at Target Center. It looks like this one's in the bag. Timberwolves lead by 20 in the fourth. As soon as that goes final, we'll talk more about game one of the opening round of the playoffs between the Timberwolves and the Suns at Target Center. Game two is Tuesday night. Then the series shifts to Phoenix. But the Timberwolves in a good spot there. Another huge event on the local sports scene is the NFL draft on Thursday. And, of course, my name is Steve Thompson, alongside producer Josh Wheeler. This is a gigantic draft, and I am more and more convinced. I was in for Henry Lake on Thursday night, and I visited with Chris Tubbs. And I've been thinking about it, and now at the draft Thursday night, if I were in charge and I were the Minnesota Vikings, I would stand pat. I wouldn't parlay a bunch of picks and try and move up because there is no guarantee. But with the picks they have and where they sit, they can still get a quarterback that might turn out to be a future Hall of Famer. There is no guarantee if you move into the top three or four, you're going to get a Hall of Fame quarterback. It could be a bust, and there's a lot of them. As a matter of fact, the veteran guy they brought in, Sam Darnold, he is considered a bust. He was a third overall pick. So what's going to prevent the Minnesota Vikings from trading all those picks and all that draft capital from getting another Sam Darnold? There is no guarantee. That's why I would stand pat, see what's available at 11, and if there's someone you don't like available at 11, take the best player available. There are plenty of holes to fill in this team. Josh Wheeler, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a gamble everybody goes through. I think the one team that doesn't really have to really worry about a gamble right now is Chicago, because in my opinion, Caleb Williams is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. I think he's got a lot of tools in his belt to be successful on that next NFL level, and I just think that the problems for Chicago are elsewhere. So I think that's the one team that you don't have to really worry about making a gamble for drafting a quarterback. But you're right. The Vikings, I've been so 50-50 on the trading up for, or like, you know, trading your two picks for a top five spot, because it's just it would be so, I guess, ironic if it ended up being a bust and you do have Sam Darnold also on your team. It'd be the most Minnesota Vikings thing ever to draft a quarterback and be the first in line in front of Sam Darnold and have two first round picks that had high aspirations going into the draft and have both of them just not be who you thought they were in
right.
the NFL.
And here's the thing. Sam Darnold is considered a bust, but I'm not ready to give up on him. And I don't think the Minnesota Vikings are ready to give up on him. This guy was the third overall pick and has played for some bad teams. Could be a change of scenery. He's going to have Justin Jefferson. He's going to have Jordan Addison. He's going to have a lot of other ingredients that maybe he didn't have. He's going to have an offensive-minded head coach in Kevin O'Connell. This might be a situation. I'm not saying you put all your eggs in the Darnold basket going forward, but it's not like he's an old man. It's not like he is now career backup guy. I still think there's a chance he could figure it out. What worries me is you keep hearing the price of poker to move up, and that it would be to get, say, the third pick.
Yeah.
The 11, and two first-round picks this year, probably a first next year, and another pick or a player on your roster that can step in and play. That's a ton for a team that needs, in my opinion, still a great deal of help on the defensive side of the football. So that's why I would be very, very leery. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to use an example, and everybody uses it. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, was a sixth-round pick. Didn't even play much at the University of Michigan. And, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, the current top quarterback in the NFL, I don't think anybody will argue about that. Mahomes is number one.
Yeah,
look at the
Super Bowl
rank. He went 10th.
Yeah, I think the
overall.
Tom Brady thing is an interesting example, and everybody uses it. But
I do.
Because here's the thing. Tom Brady doesn't become – who knows if Tom Brady becomes that legend that he is, the greatest of all time for that matter, if Drew Bledsoe doesn't go down. Like that's kind of the other side of the coin with that is,
you don't know if he
sees that start if Drew Bledsoe doesn't go down with an injury and to your point about quarterbacks that are supposed quote unquote busts in the draft, there's a guy by the name of Matthew Stafford who didn't win a ring until he left the team that drafted him.
Absolutely.
I want to say 10, 15 years after the fact, after being drafted, and finally won a ring with the Rams. Baker. He proved that this year he's not, he went to Carolina, went to L.A. for a cup of coffee, and, basically everybody's like, oh, maybe he's just the next Johnny Manziel. Maybe he's the next Sam Darnold, where 2018 just didn't produce a whole lot of quality quarterbacks. Well, he won a playoff series won a playoff game against the Eagles and almost took down the Lions, in the final drive of that game. So you don't know what you have until you have a guy like Sam Darnold in a different offense like the Vikings.
Well, and another great example is in the division in Jared Goff.
Correct.
The Rams kind of, to get Stafford, gave up a ton and was just kind of like, and you can have Goff.
Yeah,
and he's made the most of that opportunity. Now, is Jared Goff a top five guy? No, but he's a serviceable quarterback that works well in that system and in that situation. And that's what makes this thing going into this draft, once again, so intriguing. What are they going to do? Are they going to push all their chips into the middle of the table and hope they get it right? Once again, if it were me and I said it at the top, I'd stand pat and see what's there at 11 and see what's there at 23. Because I believe in Darnold. You've got a guy that can come in and be a game manager. Brock Purdy went to the Super Bowl. I don't think there's anybody in the world that'd say Brock Purdy is the most talented quarterback in the NFL. But Brock Purdy, in that system, with that club, is a good fit. Maybe Darnold's that guy. Maybe you do get a guy, Penix or Nix, later in the draft that you can groom and see what they've got. I just want to stress, the Vikings have so many other needs in a draft where a lot of offensive players, quarterbacks, wide receivers, are going to go early. You could get a phenomenal defensive talent at 11 in this draft, and I wouldn't be offended by that. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Looking at the list right now, there's the thing that people are forgetting, to your point of staying pat at 11, is not every team is looking for a quarterback right now.
Right.
Yep. And you have maybe the top five, but there are more than five quality quarterbacks, way more than five quality quarterbacks in the projection for the first round and just in the draft in general this year. I've kind of, like I said, I've been on the fence and I've kind of been on your side of it where I don't see the point of giving up the house for one guy. I think sticking with your guns and trusting what you have right now is also a good move, because you have guys that need, you have teams that need a wide receiver like Arizona or the Chargers or even the Giants. You know, Titans need, they're projected to go for offensive tackle. So like I said, there's not everybody needs a quarterback. There's only a select few that do desperately need a quarterback. And obviously the Vikings are one of them, but you'll get somebody good at 11. There's the chances of not getting a quality quarterback and a quality pick at 11 are very, very slim.
Yeah, and Mahomes went 10th. That's that famous draft where the Bears moved up and took Mitch Trubisky, and Patrick Mahomes now ended up in a very good situation in Kansas City with an offensive genius head coach, and things have certainly panned out and worked well for Mahomes. But so Thursday night's going to be very, very interesting. And there's a lot of intrigue, and there's been a lot of talk about it, and rightfully so. We're getting late in the ballgame over at Target Center. This one is over. The Timberwolves by, what do you got there, 20 with under
yep.
4 to go in the
111-91 with about 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. It's over. The Suns, I think, are already getting ready for game two because they just have not they've been on their toes pretty much this entire game that I've watched. And like I said, you and I talked about off air, Anthony Edwards and this team just in the third and even the fourth quarter just caught fire. They ran away with it.
Yeah, and the Timberwolves, the conventional wisdom was they had to have game one. They had to make a statement in game one, considering how bad they were during the regular season against the Phoenix Suns and how bad they were, you know, frankly, in the regular season finale against the Phoenix Suns. They turned the tables today, get a game one, but the series just getting started. Game two at home on Tuesday night. When we come back, we're going to talk about the two hottest golfers in the world. And we'll get into that. And they lurk near the top of the leaderboard again this week. So we'll talk a little golf, and then Jonathan Shipley will join us from the Pioneer Press at about 5:35. We'll put a wrap on a disappointing Wild season. The NHL playoffs getting started. The Wild are not part of it. They have one more year in cap hell. So we'll get into that with John, and then we'll go outdoors with our good buddy Steve Kearney in about 30 minutes. Steve Kearney outdoors, all the news at 6. And then, of course, coming up tomorrow, the Twins and the Tigers in the rubber game of that three-game series at Target Field here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Twins win, beat the Tigers 4-3 in a matinee. Bailey Ober got it done on the mound. 6 solid innings. Griffin Jacks got the save. 5-game losing streak is over. Twins and Tigers in the rubber game of the three-game series tomorrow. Our coverage begins at 10 a.m. The Huddle, Pete Najarian, Dave Schwartz. At noon, Inside Twins, Chris Atterbury, the manager, Rocco Baldelli. And then Gino in the lineup card at 12:30, first pitch 1:10. Chris and Danny Louis Varland on the mound trying to get on track for the Twins. But they get the W today, and the Timberwolves roll to a 120-95 blowout win over Phoenix at Target Center. They take game one. Game two is on Tuesday night. And we touched on it before the break when this game was well in hand. They absolutely positively had to have this game today. It wasn't an elimination game, but the way it had gone against the Suns this season, the Timberwolves fall to the number three seed, the Suns the number six seed, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant. So the Timberwolves get game one, a good start for the home team.
Yeah, you got to be feeling pretty good right about now. This is the momentum that we needed.
Well, and you get Ant with 33, Cat with 19, Jaden McDaniels had 9 points, six yep. rebounds in the game today. Rudy Gobert, 14 points, 16 rebounds, the double-double for Rudy Gobert. Mike Conley, a bit of a struggle today, 2 of 12 from the field, 0-3 from outside the arc. He only had 4 points. He had 7 assists. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, how about this? Off the bench, 18 points, 4 rebounds, couple of steals, or 4 steals in the game, 2 assists, and 12 points for Naz Reid off the bench. Timberwolves roll in game one.
Yeah, it was an all-out team effort. Even saw guys like Luka Garza off the bench just pouring it in towards the end here. Everybody chipping in here and there, and I think you touched on it as well. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, outside of Ant and probably Jaden, I think that's your third-place winner for today. He was phenomenal.
Yeah. Why not give out 3 stars of the game in the NBA?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, Ant for sure gets the first. I think Jaden gets the first
star.
One. Ant is probably second. And
number
then,
two
yeah,
star.
Yeah. Yeah, NAW is definitely third.
Yeah. So Timberwolves get it done in game one over Phoenix today at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Once again, game two on Tuesday night. Surprisingly, a 6:30 start. Our time on Tuesday night. One series already underway, and that was the early game. Cleveland blew out Orlando 97-83. Just underway now, Philadelphia and the New York Knicks. And then tonight, the nightcap, the defending champs Denver host LeBron James and our old buddy D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis in the nightcap. That'll be at 7:30 tonight. And by the way, that game on ABC for the cord cutters, that one tonight. I want to get to golf real quickly. Two hottest golfers in the world right now, Nelly Korda. She's on a roll. She's won 4 tournaments in a row. One back at one of the majors on the LPGA Tour, the Chevron Championship down in the Woodlands of Texas. And they've had weather problems down there, but she's won off the lead in the third round of the Chevron Championship. She's trying to win her 5th straight. And then, of course, Scottie Scheffler, he's the Masters champ, number one player in the world, nobody hotter. I think he has 2 wins, a second, and a green jacket on his resume as of late. He shot a 63 today and has a 1-shot lead after 3 rounds of the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Sepp Straka, 1 back. Colin Morikawa, 2 off the lead. Zahid Theegala, Patrick Rogers, Ludvig Åberg, who contended at the Masters in that group at 13 under par. Fargo's Tom Hoge is 70 today. He fell off the pace. Hoge now 4 off the lead. But Scottie Scheffler on his way to maybe another win tomorrow. And that gaudy plaid sport coat. He'd have the green jacket and then that plaid sport coat that you get for winning the Heritage. All right, we got to run to a break. We'll get you up to date on the weather momentarily. Sunday looks pretty good in these parts for the rubber game of the three-game series between the Twins and the Tigers. And then we'll talk hockey. The Wild season in the books. John Shipley will join us from the Pioneer Press here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Good day for the local sports team. Twins win, beat the Tigers 4-3, a five-game losing streak in the rearview mirror. They go for the series win tomorrow with Louis Varland on the mound. First pitch at 1:10. Timberwolves blowout win over Phoenix in game one of their playoff series this afternoon at Target Center. Timberwolves lead by 10 at the half and cruise to a big victory. The final 120-95 today. Just about everybody played in the game today. Kevin Durant led the way for the Suns with 31. Timberwolves were led by Ant with 33. 19 for Karl Anthony Towns. 14 for Rudy Gobert, 16 rebounds. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had 18 off the bench. Naz Reid chipped in 12. Timberwolves win game two Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the Wild said goodbye to their season. The NHL playoffs getting started, and the Wild will be spectators. The man who covered him all year long for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com, John Shipley joins us. John, good to visit with you again.
Nice to be here. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and John, the Wild were up against it for a while. You know, they held slim playoff hopes around the All-Star break, and then the writing on the wall became clearer and clearer that they would not be a playoff team. The Wild going into the year kind of behind the eight ball, big injury. They lose their captain, Jared Spurgeon. They didn't get particularly good goaltending from Philip Gustavsson this year. I mean, there were a lot of things working against him.
Yeah, I just posted a story about this. It's funny when you look back, or for me anyway, I look back, and you know, we talked a lot about that cap hit and how it really limited them during the season. They couldn't even bring up like Sammy Walker right at the beginning of the season because they couldn't afford it. But in a lot of ways, that cap hit killed them last summer, and that was like the beginning of the end. You know, they just couldn't add anyone to really help them offensively, and then losing someone like, you know, Spurgeon hurts worse. By the end of, you know what, February, they're playing a bunch of guys that started the season in Iowa, like all over the place. And frankly, none of them really did particularly, they didn't produce. I think that, you know, the injuries were a problem, but I just think that cap hit, you know, that really haunted them, and I don't know if it will again next year. It's not helping. I think they're in a little better shape than they were this year, but that cap hit has really hurt.
Yeah, and they'll finally move out from under that a year from now. They're going to be in a lot better position. And the challenge is to keep fans interested, showing up in the building, etc., while setting the stage for the next chapter, if you will, when finally the Parisian suitor contracts come off the books. And I think anybody who was paying attention knew that, you know, there could be some bumpy years on the way to moving away from that, and we're here. Mm-hmm. They're not a playoff team.
Yeah, and if you look, you know, I think Bill's trying to thread a needle here, Bill Guerin, where, like you say, he wants to keep people engaged. He wants to win. Really, during the two tough seasons where they're trying to meld, they're trying to find a sweet spot with the veterans they have, and then the kids they have coming up, and then they've kind of hit it. They have to hit it right where Kaprizov is still here and might want to stay, right? So they do have some promising kids. They've drafted very well. You know, when I covered the team, they had some really bad drafts. They seem to have done a pretty good job lately. Ogren looks like a player. The favor for Fiala looks like a good trade.
Yeah.
Bill's done a lot of savvy stuff. You know, I think favor is probably the biggest thing that's really paid off so far, but You know, you're right, though. They're at the tail end of the – and really, they're at the tail end of the Parisi suitor. I mean, they signed him for 13 years. They can get better next year, but it's not going to be easy. And in order to get better, they need some of the guys they already have to play much better.
Yeah, and John, you have a piece that was published today, what about an hour ago, and will appear in the paper tomorrow. I would assume that kind of lays that out in the challenges. And one of the big ones is, let's face it, hockey at any level, a lot of times depends on how good your goaltending is. And Marc-Andre Fleury, on his way to the Hall of Fame, one of the all-time greats, stepped up in spots. But I brought up Philip Gustafson at the top. They have decisions, and then, of course, they have a youngster in the minor leagues who got his feet wet in the NHL this year. But is he ready to carry the load? Because, you know, Fleury, he's no spring chicken.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think Wallstedt, of the people they might trade, I think it's probably Gustafson, because I think Wallstedt, they might think he's got a higher ceiling. I think they probably do. He's really big. He's smart. He's really young. They just think very highly of him. I don't know what you get out of keeping him at Iowa for a third year. You know, he'd come out of that as a restricted free agent. If you look at all the cap things and all the people they have coming back, Gustafson kind of seems like the odd man out there. And I think he probably knows that from what he said yesterday. But, Bill said this and it's true. Gustafson, he had a down year, but the team was not good in front of him or Fleury. They were minus Spurgeon. They're playing rookies on the defense, just rookies everywhere on the checking lines. And I think they'll be better. I think Gustafson is a good goalie. I also think that he tended to kind of maybe lose focus when the team wasn't playing well in front of him. And he spoke yesterday a little bit about, he wouldn't really go too deeply into it, but just about kind of getting his head straight. And I know that the team wants him to kind of practice a little better, maybe get stronger, that kind of stuff. But I do think he could bring something. I mean, he was terrific last year, the year before.
Yeah.
He was the second best goalie in hockey, kind of came out of nowhere, and that happens, right, in hockey. But he's very technically sound. He's a good athlete. I think, you know, not everyone has good goaltending, and I think that he might be able to bring a top six forward, and that's really what they need. They need to get one in free agency, and then if they could get one for Gus, then they'd have, you know, two new reliable forwards, theoretically. I mean, that's what they thought about Johansson, too. But as you say, do you want to leave the goaltending up to a kid who's played three NHL games and was terrible in one of them, and then a guy who's going to be 40 in November?
Yeah.
That's a risk. But, you know, I think as we've been saying here, this is where Bill is and this is where the team is right now. Maybe you have to take a risk if he really wants to win next year.
Yeah, and I think that when he says in the quote is, and Bill Guerin said this over and over, you know, I want to win now, not making excuses, et cetera. But I also think that comes from his boss and the owner, Craig Leopold.
Yeah.
You get the sense that he has no interest in rebuilding or any sort of that, and no one's more disappointed, I'm guessing, than the owner himself and the guy who writes the checks. And he's saying, this is unacceptable. I want to be in the playoffs next year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And this team's probably going to, I think, maybe lose a little money on TV stuff next year.
Yeah, I think.
They need to get butts in the seat. But Craig's been here a long time. I don't remember when he bought the team. I think it was right after I stopped covering, maybe 2009 or something like that.
It's been a run, yeah.
Yeah, he's been here a long time, and then if you think about how he went out, he made the biggest splash probably any local team has ever made at the time in free agency when he signed Parisi and Suter. This was not known as a market that went crazy on major free agents. and it didn't work. It you know, he had two good seasons. That one season where I think they beat the Blackhawks a couple games and they got a bad bounce, and that was probably their best team, and it just didn't work. And they were signed too long, and so Craig's already a guy who's made the risk and made the big move, and it didn't work. So I think you're right. I think he's eager, anxious to win and to win it all. But I also think he's smart enough to know that that's probably at least 2 years down the road. I mean, they're not. They could make the playoffs next year. They really could if they play better. But really, what's going to happen is if they get kids like Ogren, if he ends up being really good and Kirill stays, that's a biggie. That's the future. And maybe Volstead is the goalie, the franchise goalie at that point. This is let's see what we can do with what we have here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, John, good to visit with you. Good to visit with you all season. And once again, folks should check out his piece online at TwinCities.com or in the paper tomorrow, the Pioneer Press. Thanks again. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Yeah, there he is, John Shipley from the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When we come back, Steve Kearney will take us outdoors. When are we going to get some warm water? There's anglers chomping at the bit, and we are rapidly closing in on the opener in May. Steve Kearney joins us around the corner here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Putting a wrap on things today, Twins win, beat the Tigers 4-3, a rubber game in the three-game series tomorrow. Louis Varland on the mound. Sports coverage begins at 10. It's The Huddle, Pete Najarian, and Dave Schwartz at noon inside Twins. Chris Atterbury, Rocco Baldelli at 12:30, the lineup card with Gino, and then Chris and Danny in the play-by-play at 1:10. Timberwolves win. They win game one of their playoff series with the Phoenix Suns. Blowout City. Timberwolves roll 120-95. Game two Tuesday night at Target Center. Loons play tomorrow at Charlotte. That is a 5 o'clock start. We go outdoors with Steve Kearney. Steve, how you been?
A little depressed, Steve. It's this weather is not good, man. It's been below zero the last couple of nights up in northern Minnesota. We're not getting any water temperatures. We're just kind of languishing in the 40s, and it's been tough fishing. The crappies have been hard to find. I've been on the border waters this week and been kind of mediocre. It's just, we need some warmth, man. We need some 70s. Bring on the 70s.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We had such a mild winter. We have had rain. That's been a good thing. But as we close in on the opener, that's right. If we're going to turn on that bite, it's got to warm up.
Well, we need to get up into the 50s. That's really what we need to do, Steve. It looked like we were ahead of the game 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. Now it looks like we're kind of falling behind because we can't get out of the 40s. So 2 weeks till the Minnesota opener, 2.5 weeks or so, we need to get, above 50, and things will really take off. So the walleyes are spawning right now. It's really frustrating. I mean, and we're waiting for at least 2 or 3 days in a row of 70s. To get these crappies to move into the shallows, but we'll get like 3 days of, 25, 35 degrees, and then one nice day, and then 3, 4 days back in the cold again. So they kind of come in, they kind of go out, they're just not sure what they're going to do, and it's just, made it very frustrating. But, bring on some 60s, some 70s, and we need that in the next couple of weeks to have a good walleye opener. So really hoping for that, hoping and praying, Steve.
All right, Steve, before we run out of time, where are you going to be in the coming week? I suppose with the cool, it's tough.
Well, I'm going to be in the border waters, Steve. That's the only thing that's open right now. I'm getting a few walleyes down there, getting some pike. It's nothing great. They're still in the 40s down there. But right now it's the only game in town, so I'll be down there this week with a couple of groups, and hopefully it'll get better. We just got to bring on some heat, and we'll be fine. We just got to be patient, and, it'll show up. It'll come eventually.
All right, Steve, we'll do it again next Saturday and visit with you, and hopefully you've got some stories to tell from the border waters.
I hope so, Steve. Take care, man.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors joins us on the weekends, has done it for years, and he'll be right back here next Saturday. I'll be right back here next Saturday with Josh Wheeler. We have 48 degrees now. Northwest winds at 14 miles an hour. Here's the lay of the land. For the greater Twin Cities area, frost advisory tonight. Temps will dip down around freezing. We're predicting 34 in the Twin Cities. And then tomorrow, pretty nice day. Sunny and a high near 62. The winds will be down a little bit. Should be a great day for the Twins and Tigers and that series finale. Have a good evening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.